Google has to delete all that private data they've been storing on you. Microsoft splitting up with Teams and Office, and AMD's next-gen high-end GPUs. Let's get into hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. We're going to start off today talking about Google announcing that they are going to delete all of that incognito data that they've been scrumdiddlyumptiously eating off of you, even though you thought incognito mode was private. They've been taking your data. This is part of the settlement in the class action lawsuit that's been proposed in an attempt to make sure this goes no further. Google offering to delete 136 million users' data of things that were collected in incognito mode from December 2023 and previous. This allegedly is worth roughly $5 billion, according to this court filing, because that's how much it was proposed Google would make off of all of this data, or at least that's what the lawsuit was trying to settle for. But Google coming out and saying that they are pleased to settle this lawsuit, which we always believed was meritless. And though there was this proposed $5 billion valuation, they're not going to pay them a cent. Although individual users can still file claims and sue Google directly in case you want to take up the time and effort to do that. But Google continuing to insist that they never associate data with users when they use incognito mode, and they're happy to delete old technical data that was never associated with an individual and was never used for any form of personalization. They're just settling this lawsuit out of court for the goodness of their hearts. The Google never wants to be evil. They've never done anything nefarious ever for any reason whatsoever at all. So just know you're finally getting deleted. I hope that makes you happy. And you know what makes me happy? Actually makes Kyler more happy, because I had to steal this from him. And it's today's video sponsor. I stole your chair, buddy. I had to do the ad spot. Today's video is sponsored by ProtoArch and their ergonomic office chair. ProtoArch is all about ergonomic design. So when they released an office chair, I knew it was going to be good. I've got a ProtoArch keyboard right here. I got a ProtoArch mouse. ProtoArch's all over hot news. But this chair is outfitted with a mesh back with adaptive lumbar support, a spring seat cushion, and 3D armrests, and adjustable headrest. This chair is made to adapt to your sitting position and make it more comfortable. The adaptive lumbar supports your lower back, but moves with you, so you're always getting the support that is conducive to long-term sitting. Additionally, the spring seat cushion helps to evenly distribute weight across your hips, creating less strain on your joints during long sitting periods. And the 3D armrest can move up and down, front to back, and rotate up to 180 degrees, allowing your arms to be supported in your ideal position. Lastly, with the adjustable headrest, you can lean back to relax, taking pressure off of your head and shoulders. Every chair that ProtoArch sells also comes with a 2-year warranty, so you can put your mind at ease along with your back. And if you're looking for a better way to sit, grab yourself a new ergonomic office chair from ProtoArch today. You can click the link in the video description and use code 8UFDTECH to save $36 on your purchase. Again, that's 8UFDTECH to save money on your ergonomic chair. Thank you to ProtoArch for sponsoring today's video. That's right, Kyler loves this chair. He's been using it for work, and I took it just so I could film hot news. You're getting it right back afterwards, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's what Microsoft's saying to the world, because Teams in Office are finally divesting from each other. In case you're thinking, hey, didn't that already happen? The truth is, that happened over in the EU because of lawsuits of antitrust natures that were trying to get Microsoft to divest their different portfolios from one another, kind of like back in the day with Windows and Internet Explorer. That's the general vibe here. They're now rolling out this change worldwide. So you don't have to have them together in case you don't want them. And then that means that Zoom is going to be more competitive with Microsoft, which is what we all want. We all want more Zooming in this world, don't we? I thought you were going to respond to me. He didn't. But you know who's going to respond to you? Reese Deals. Got it.
Yo, welcome back to UFD Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals on the internet. And hey, wouldn't you know it, we have some deals for you today. Starting off with this EVGA X20 wireless gaming mouse for only $19.99, making it $50 off and a great entryway into wireless peripherals if you want to go that way. But then next up, we have what is arguably one of my favorite pairs of headphones, the Sennheiser HD560S. These wired open back headphones are going for only $149.99, making them $80. $80 off. And then lastly, we have another great monitor deal today with this MSI 27-inch 1440p 170Hz IPS gaming monitor for only $169.99 with the coupon applied, making it $130 off the total price. And hey, them's the deals. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, here's the deal about doing hot news the day after April Fool's, and that is there's not a lot of news that you can find that isn't fake. It is so difficult to actually go out and source what is out there on the world, because it ends up all being nonsense, and you're like, oh, that's amazing, and then it turns out somebody farfanuganed all over the internet, and then, oh, man, so I've got a few things that I want to talk about that aren't big deals, but are at least kind of neat, because that's roughly all I could find yesterday. The 4080 Super Extreme Ice from Gigabyte. I like this card. It's beautiful. Got announced. I'm not entirely sure it's not fake. At least at the time of recording, it appears real. It's a gorgeous looking card with a gorgeous looking setup. It kind of goes with the white aesthetic that Gigabyte's been doing a lot on their Aorus boards. They've got the Aorus Pro X Z790, which looks similar to this. I think it looks nice. Hopefully it's still real. Also, ASRock launching a new GPU, the Polaris RX 550. It's coming in a 4GB flavor, low profile. This card's 7 years old. It's still coming out, which you might want to get used to AMD being low end, because that appears to be what the details are coming out as. Yesterday, there was a new rumor that popped up with regards to the RX 8000 series and whether or not the high end cards are going to be worth it. And it turns out they may not be. Now, I do want to preface this again, because this article does indicate that it's not an April Fool's post, which, oh man, I wish more places would disclose this when it's like real on April Fool's Day, actually including that. But the details are coming out about what the RX 8000 series is going to look like. It was made in emoji, so as a millennial, I'm obviously fluent in that. And essentially, this means that the highest end card that AMD is going to release next generation is not even going to compete with the 7900 XTX. It's going to be better than the 7900 GRE, but it's going to be worse than the XTX. And the mid-tier card, which is going to be based on the Navi 44 die, it's going to be better than the 7600 XT, but be closer to the 7700 XT. So the mid-tier is going to be roughly the same, but the highest end chip we're expecting to come out is only going to compete with like the 7900 GRE, 7900 XT. So in that 4070 Ti super region. So it's going to be lower than what we have already. Now, that's going to be totally fine, provided that AMD actually prices it appropriately, which I've said nearly every generation with AMD cards, and they very rarely follow through with that. But there are some big reasons why this is happening. AMD is going from multi-chip modules on what we currently have down to monolithic dies. So they're losing some performance that way because they're not slapping things together. You're just getting a full fat monolithic Navi 4 GPU. It's going to be smaller and it's going to be just one little thing. And so it's going to perform less than the 7900 XTX. However, if you were to stack them together, well, then they would be way faster, but we're not getting that, at least with the launch of RX 8000 potentially later this year. Additionally, reports are that they're still going to be using GDDR6. They're not going to be upgraded to GDDR7 like NVIDIA's RTX 50 series card. So it is looking like it's going to pan out that NVIDIA is going to retain the performance crown, especially if they're not having to compete with AMD on the XTX basis. We might get an RTX 5090 that's barely improved from the RTX 4090 because NVIDIA simply doesn't have to. Or maybe they might not launch a 5090 at all at the very beginning and they're just going to come out with the 5080. Obviously, we don't know pricing, but if AMD is not coming out with a GPU that surpasses their previous best and it only competes with their 799 card, but it's on the new generation, but it doesn't have a whole lot of updates, I'm really hoping, and this is pipe dream here, that it costs no more than $499. Like that's what I would want to see it at. That would be so beautiful and performant. And that is me getting my hopes up. And you should not listen to me, because AMD would never, ever do something like that, because it'd be too dang good. Too much hopes in that. But you guys hoped that I'd read your comments yesterday, so let's go through the comment response. We got Daniel Vipin talking about his hopes for the Intel Arc GPU, saying Battle Mage High 499 versus the 4080. That's what AMD might come in at. That's what I'm suggesting. Anyways, mid 349 versus the 4070 Ti, low 299 versus the 4070. This could really take the lead. Honestly, based on the pricing of the A770, I'm thinking that the B770, which is reported reported as the highest end card that Intel's going to come out with. This is still supposed to cost roughly $350. I would not see them getting near the $500 price point. At least that's personally how I view it, but we'll have to wait and see. Then we got Cam correcting a few things that I said in hot news yesterday, because I'm not a Linux guy. I indicated that the XZUtils backdoor kind of made its way into Linux, which it did make its way into different versions of Red Hat and Debian, but it did it in the beta and daily builds, not necessarily the actual fully pushed out one. So it was only beta testers who got it. So thank you, Cam, for giving details on that, but also reaffirming that technically there was nothing stopping this from reaching production environments, except a user noticing SSH took much longer. Man, half a second? You couldn't tell me that my Discord opened half a second longer than normal. I would never notice. Then, just because I'm feeling spicy, I'm gonna respond to Amina Film saying, "Do not get the Z1, it sucks. Thank you, just get the Z1 Extreme." I disagree. For $299, the Z1's a great price. It's not necessarily the best performing handheld out on the market, but at $299, you're getting a great emulation machine. You're getting a great display at 120 hertz. And in case you wanted to update the GPU using the XG mobile port, you could do that as well. The ROG Ally at $299, despite the fact that the Z1 is not a great chip, it does make a little bit of sense compared to what other emulation handhelds are out on the market. We've actually reviewed the Z1 version of the ROG Ally here on this channel, which you can check out right up there, and I hated it. I think it's a bad machine, but at $299, it makes a little bit more sense. So I think the deal that Reese did yesterday was totally fine. If you want to play games on the go, higher end games, more newly published games, the Z1 Extreme is the way to go. But if you're looking for just a handheld that you can play, you know, your emulated titles on, then I think the Z1's gonna be totally fine. Then we got Delightning VFX saying, "I use Silverstone Monitor Arms and they are great. Good all around company." I agree, thank you so much. And then we got Sen Z Joe saying, "As an A770 owner, I can say I'm pretty hyped for Battlemage. Intel's made so much progress software-wise that I'm gonna be a beta tester for another gen. We need the Thirth player in the GPU market and Intel is doing it." I agree, long live the Thirth player. Then Kling saying, "It's tradition for UFT Tech to be taken down each year. I wish it wasn't. I don't know what holiday YouTube's celebrating, but I sure as heck don't like being the focus of it." Although, while it does feel like an annual tradition, we escaped 2021 and 2022 without receiving their ire, but it appears that 2023 and 2024 are shaping up to be a little bit rougher of times for us. So, you know what I'm saying?